KJAN Sports.
It's time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. At the Girls State Basketball Tournament, day number one yesterday, seven games in the books after one day. In Class 3A quarterfinals last night, North Polk was red hot, and they came up with a 68-40 win over Red Oak. North Polk shot lights out all night from the get-go. They ended up 10 of 14 from outside the arc. Maggie Phipps made all six of her three-pointers as she led the way for North Polk with 27 points. Jaden Murphy had 17 points and 10 rebounds for North Polk. For Red Oak, Chloe Johnson had 13. Sophie Walker had a dozen. As Red Oak season comes to a close, North Polk advances in the 3A action. Also in 3A quarterfinals yesterday, it was Clear Lake over Davenport Assumption, 60-46, and Dyke New Hartford topping Jessup, 56-43 in first-round play. On the 5A slate at the quarterfinals yesterday at the State Girls Basketball Tournament, number 2 seed Iowa City High, a winner over Cedar Rapids Prairie, 59-40. Johnston topping Southeast Polk, 75-71. Top-rated and top seed Waukee beat Sioux City East 76-36. It was Cedar Falls dumping Waterloo West by a final of 40-35 in first-round action. Now, there are seven more games on the slate for today at the Girls State Tourney. They'll have that last 3A first-round game to get the day started at 10 o'clock this morning as Bishop Heelan Catholic will face off against Des Moines Christian. The 4A tournament comes up next. Top seed North Scott will play Clear Creek Amana at 11:45 this morning. At 1:30 this afternoon, Center Point Urbana battles Waverly Shellrock. Glenwood will be on the court at 3:15 this afternoon. The number 2 seeded Rams will try to stay undefeated against 7th seeded Gilbert today. And then later on this afternoon at 5 o'clock, it's Ballard, the 3rd seed, facing 6th seeded Lewis Central. In the 2A tournament today, two games on the court. Number 1 Cascade will face Denver at 6:45 this evening. Osage will play West Branch in the final game of the day. That'll be at 8:30 tonight in Des Moines. Harlan is heading to the boys' state basketball tournament in Class 3A after a thrilling win, 60-58 last night over Denison. Connor Frame tipped in a shot at the buzzer to make it the difference in the ball game and give the Cyclones that victory in that back-and-forth affair. Jonathan Munson led the Cyclones with 18 points. Charlie Weber's had a game-high 20 for Denison as Harlan advances with that two-point victory in Substate 8 last night. In other Substate finals in 3A last night, in Substate number 7, Norwalk beat Dallas Center Grimes 71-57. In Substate 6, Pella over Oskaloosa 62-51, an upset there. Also in Substate 4, Mount Vernon beat Central Clinton 52-50. In Substate 3, Center Point Urbana in double overtime over Marion, 78-70. And in Substate 1, Sergeant Bluff Luton beat Lamar's by a final of 61-46. Class 4A Substate finals set for tonight. Among them, Council Bluffs' Abraham Lincoln will battle Dowling Catholic tonight. That game will be played at Iowa Western Community College this evening. Other 4A Substate finals have Dubuque Senior facing Davenport North, Waukee against West Des Moines Valley. Ankeny plays Sioux City East. Iowa City West will play Pleasant Valley, Ankeny Centennial against Johnston. Waterloo West plays North Scott, while Cedar Falls will face Dubuque Hempstead in action tonight. Well, the boys' Class 1A and 2A state basketball brackets were released yesterday by the Boys Athletic Association. The Class 1A quarterfinals look like this. Montezuma's the 4 seed. They'll play 5th seeded Martinsdale St. Mary's in the 9:30 contest next Monday, March 9th. That'll be followed by top-seeded Lake Mills facing Wapsie Valley. Bishop Garrigan is the 2 seed. They'll play Springville, and number 3 Remsen St. Mary's will play number 6 West Fork in first-round action. Also on Monday in the 2A quarterfinals next week, number 3 seed North Lynn plays West Sioux. Trainer is the number 2 seed. They'll play Pella Christian to open up. And number 1 seed Boyden Hall will face Woodward Granger. The other Class 2A quarterfinal will be next Tuesday, March 10th. Number 4 seed Comanche will face 5th seeded Monticello. Well, Baylor and Duke were able to earn bounce-back wins. The 4th-ranked Bears had dropped 2 of 3 since a Big 12 record 23-game winning streak. And the number 12 Blue Devils were losers in 3 of their previous 4 games. In Waco, the Baylor Bears escaped in overtime with a 71-68 win over Texas Tech. Also in Durham, it was the Blue Devils beating North Carolina State 88-69. Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey believes junior center Luka Garza is the National Player of the Year in college basketball. Garza is averaging more than 23.5 points and nearly 10 rebounds a game for an Iowa team that is 20-9 and ranked 18th in the AP poll despite losing two starters to season-ending injuries.
Not to disrespect anybody else that's under consideration, because there's some phenomenal players that put up great numbers. The consistency of productivity, considering the quality of teams in our league and the quality of big guy that he's doing it against, I think, is what separates him. I mean, you look down the list every night, it's Otoro, it's Caleb Wesson, Jalen Smith, and you look at those numbers, and pretty impressive.
Garza broke a 49-year-old Iowa record by scoring 20 or more points in 14 straight Big Ten games.
I mean, it's really hard to do in this league, knowing the quality of coach that we're going up against and the things that they're doing to stop him. And it just doesn't seem to affect him in any way.
Iowa returns to action tonight at home against Purdue. The Boilers hammered the Hawkeyes by 36 points in their first meeting back on February 5th.
I mean, nothing's changed in terms of how they play. They're going to really defend, and they got a lot of different guys that are dangerous. You know, they have changed their starting lineup a few times in the last few games. It almost doesn't matter because all those guys are going to play anyway.
McCaffrey says Purdue spreads the floor with good three-point shooters, and that was a big difference in the game a few weeks ago. We'll have that game tonight for you here on the radio from Carver Hawkeye Arena. The last home game of the regular season for the Hawks tonight. 7 o'clock is pregame, and 8 o'clock is tip time here on KJAN. Well, turnovers have been a problem area for Iowa State, and the Cyclones need to limit those tonight against West Virginia. The Cyclones are 5-11 in the Big 12.
You know, our play's got to be really good. We've got to make sure we have good spacing. This is a game. This is really not a set game. This is a player's game from a standpoint. You got to keep the floor space. You got to land on 2 feet. You got to move the ball. You got to make extra pass. And then we have open shots. We've got to knock them down.
That's Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, who says the Cyclones also need a good effort on defense.
They've struggled on the road a little bit from a standpoint of scoring. I think you got to, when you really look at it, you really got to beat West Virginia by defending them, and so you can play in transition and not go against, I mean, all the full court pressure and then the overplaying, you know, when the defense is set. But we've got to do a great job of not having any live ball turnovers and giving them baskets off that.
Prohm says the Cyclones must limit turnovers that lead to easy baskets.
But if we do turn it over, man, it got to be dead ball turnovers, you know, where we'd rather, if we're post feed, we'd rather throw it too far and throw it out of bounds than give them, I guess, a live ball turnover and get easy baskets, because they are a team that, if you look, I mean, they're in the, I think, in the 50s scoring on the road, and they didn't shoot it great against Oklahoma, and hopefully they have another shoot night like that.
That game tips at 8 o'clock tonight in Ames. The Mountaineers are 7-9 in the Big 12. Kansas is the unanimous number one in a week of upheaval in men's college basketball. The Jayhawks received all 64 first-place votes from the media panel in the Associated Press poll. Gonzaga was number two, with Dayton, Baylor, and San Diego State rounding out the top five. Sixth-ranked Kentucky is followed by Florida State, Seton Hall, Maryland, and Louisville. The Aztecs, Terrapins, and number 18 Iowa were the only teams to hold their place after a week in which nine top 25 teams lost to unranked opponents. Dayton has its highest ranking since reaching number two in 1955-56 after stretching its winning streak to 18 games. Virginia, Illinois, and Wisconsin moved into the poll, while West Virginia, Colorado, and Texas Tech fell out. And as mentioned, Iowa stays put at number 18. Georgia Tech has withdrawn its appeal of NCAA penalties against its men's basketball program and will not play in this month's ACC tournament. The Yellow Jackets received a one-year ban on postseason play, as well as scholarship reductions and limits on official visits. By saying Monday it would accept those penalties this year, Georgia Tech is assured of being eligible to compete in the postseason next year and beyond. Illinois says it's rewarded basketball coach Brad Underwood for a significant jump this season, giving him a three-year contract extension through 2026. That move comes with the 23rd-ranked Illini challenging for the Big Ten Conference Championship in Underwood's third season after going 26-39 during his first 2 years at the helm. They're 20-9 overall and tied for second in conference play, with Michigan State and Wisconsin at 12-6, a game behind Maryland. Well, the stakes get higher in March, and that's the case for the Iowa State women, who visit Kansas tonight. The Cyclones are 8-8 and tied with Kansas State in fourth place in the Big 12 race.
You know, we have 1 week of the regular season, Big 12 tournament, and then whatever happens after that. But it is fun. It's an exciting time of year. It's hard to believe that we're in the last week of the regular season. And like everyone else, we'll see how it goes. And get ready to head to Kansas City.
That's ISU coach Bill Fennelly, who says a decision on Kristen Scott will be made before the game. The junior center missed Saturday's win over Kansas with a back injury.
She's feeling better every day. It's just, you know, when can we get her to the point where she feels comfortable? The medical staff feels good about where we're headed, but that's one of those things when it's happened to you a couple times, you got to feel like you want to be out there. So hopefully it'll be sooner than later.
Fennelly says the Jayhawks are much better than their 4-12 league record. And University of Iowa senior Kathleen Doyle has been named the Big Ten Conference Player of the Year, as voted on by the coaches and media. The conference office made that announcement yesterday. Doyle also earned unanimous first-team All-Big Ten honors by both the coaches and the media. Sophomore Monica Sonano earned first-team All-Big Ten honors from the media, second-team accolades from the coaches. Senior Mackenzie Meyer earned second-team All-Big Ten honors from the coaches and the media and was named Iowa Sportsmanship Award honoree. McKenna Warnock was named to the Big Ten All-Freshman team by the coaches. Doyle, a native of LaGrange Park, Illinois, is the sixth Hawkeye in program history to be named Big Ten Player of the Year. It's the third consecutive season that a Hawkeye has won the award after Megan Gustafson won the past two seasons. Doyle is now a three-time All-Big Ten honoree. Sonano earns the first Big Ten All-Big Ten honor of her career. In 17 conference games, she averaged nearly 17 points, 6 rebounds, and shot over 68% from the floor to lead the conference. Meyer also earned first All-Big Ten honor of her career, averaging over 13 points, 4 assists, and 3.5 rebounds in conference play this year. Warnock is the first All-Big Ten freshman team honoree since Doyle in 2017. The number 20 and Hawkeyes open up the 2020 Big Ten tournament on Friday. Iowa faces the winner of Thursday's matchup between 6th-seeded Ohio State and the winner of Wednesday's matchup between Minnesota and Penn State. We'll have that Friday night game for you here on the radio. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.